News Talk ZB.
Hello, good evening to you. It's 5:07. Well, new research out today on the high level of violence and abuse that's experienced by our teens in relationships. It's come as no surprise to those working at the coalface of the issue. An Otago University study has found that 21% of those recovering from abuse in women's refuges are aged between 15 and 19, so they're teenagers, more than 20% of them. A third of our college kids report being hit or harmed in their relationships. These are relationships at school, for goodness sake. And 21% of female secondary school students say they've been a victim of unwanted sexual behaviour. Well, Sarah Main-Donald is a veteran school guidance counsellor and a spokeswoman for the New Zealand Association of Counsellors. It represents some 400 secondary school counsellors there. Hello to you, Sarah.
Kia ora.
What are counsellors dealing with in relation to this issue in our schools?
Well, none of those statistics, sadly, are a surprise. I think most school counsellors would be dealing with some of those issues in their practice. It's just very concerning that there's not enough resources, I think, for young people to actually get more skilled in dealing with some of those issues in relationships. Obviously, the New Zealand Association of Counsellors is looking at lobbying for a ratio of one counsellor to 400, because for some schools there's only one counsellor for 1,000 students. So if a student is having difficulties in an intimate relationship or is starting to question the way they're being treated, it's very difficult for them to access help readily.
Many would say that teens always have awkward, sometimes unhealthy and fairly dramatic relationships early on in life. You've been a counsellor for some years. Have the nature of those relationships changed, or are kids just getting better at talking about it?
Possibly a mixture. I think students are becoming more able to speak up about issues around abuse. I think social media has had a huge impact on relationships and what's normalised and what's not. I think this sexual objectification that goes along with some of that social media relating, though, is also really concerning. And I guess the context that young people find themselves in terms of the music, you know, the ideals around, what relationships are about, what's cool in terms of having a sexual relationship at a certain age. Those pressures, part of them are universal, but part of them are more specific, I think, now.
Okay, well, let's talk about the perception of women, the perception that some young men have of women and what's causing it. Do you believe that access to porn is helping to fuel that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's some really good research. An organisation in Australia have a website called It's Time We Talked, and they talk about 90% of boys under 16 accessing porn and 60% of girls. So that really does shape how people see each other and their expectations in a sexual relationship. It's quite concerning. Like in a school counselling setting, sometimes we're involved with driving sports teams to different venues, and some of the banter and the discussion that boys are having is really concerning. And these are really lovely young men, but what they're exposed to in the media, you know, talking about girls in terms of being hoes and BITCHs and what they're good for, you know, that's a very strong message. You know, and people even casually saying, oh, miss, how do we get out of the friendship zone? And there's a huge emphasis on having sex.
Indeed. Sarah Main-Donald, appreciate your input this afternoon, a school guidance counsellor for many years. How do you encourage then healthy relationships and change the perception of what intimacy is among our youth, among our teens, and who leads that change? You can text me 9292 Rachel at newstalkzb.co.nz. Coming up next, the Defence Force going smoke-free by 2020.